Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzer today with you with Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University joining us after this.
The sounds of motherhood. Sometimes they're not what you expect. Smoking during pregnancy increases the chance that your baby will be born too small, too soon to be healthy, or will die from sudden infant death syndrome. Talk to your doctor and call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW to sign up for the free pregnancy program. You'll take your first step to being smoke-free and keeping your baby safe and sound.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Heifer, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
Cattle prices are backing up just a little bit in recent days, but we are still at extremely high levels right now. Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University. Daryl, you know, clearly very, very strong on these prices. What's our limiting factor as far as how we go forward and where cattle prices are going to be going?
The limiting factor clearly has to come from the demand side. I mean, it's going to come down to what consumers can and will be willing to absorb in terms of higher prices. I think what's happening is going to happen as we move through 2011, more so than the last couple of years, is that we are going to pass those impacts of what we've been building towards onto the consumer level in ways we have not been doing in the past. So this is the year where we really push it on to consumers, and we're going to find out just how much they can and will absorb that, and that'll set the limit for the industry then.
Before we start talking about specifically the various areas of the cattle business, what about these competing meats? I mean, is that going to be part of the limiting factor equation with maybe poultry and or pork?
Well, certainly, again, at any point in time, you've got to look at the relative situation for each of the three meats. In the grand scheme of things, I think the competing meat situation from a beef perspective this year is somewhat less important than it is sometimes. Pork looks like it's going to come out pretty close this year to what it was last year, not a big change in that one way or the other. Obviously, prices are higher across the board for most things. Poultry production is expected to be up, but maybe not up as much as it was in 2010. High grain prices is beginning to limit their enthusiasm a little bit. So the bottom line is, yes, the competing meats thing is important, but I think within the beef industry, the internal fundamentals of the industry now are relatively more important than some of those external factors.
On our cattle prices, 2 weeks ago, highest prices in 7 or 8 years at $1.08, backed up a little bit this last week to $1.06, but very, very strong prices. Daryl, is this a bubble or is it real?
Where we're at now is more fundamental, and I don't mean that we're going to stay at $1.08 forever. I think we're probably not done with the spring high yet. The futures are certainly predicting us to go on up into the dollar teens as we go through the spring. And at this point in time, that looks very, very, very much likely at this point. Again, we're pushing this thing to levels that we've never expected. It's going to be a constant process here this year to see how the margins play out for the meat relative to fed cattle relative to feeder cattle. All of those things are going to be in flux right now.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th annual production sale Saturday, February 5th at the ranch, Slap Out. Remember, previous Beef Buzz is up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.